Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, June 23rd, and today we're reading from the Big Book. We are on page 89, paragraph 2, which begins with, "Life will take on new meaning," and ends with, "Is the bright spot of our lives." Today's readers are Joanne L. for the 12 Steps, Karen W. for the 12 Traditions, Robin P. will read and comment on our shares, and we have Carly H. for page 164, and Julie E.B. as well. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20378, and the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Friday, June 23rd, is 20380. DOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Joanne L. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everybody, and welcome, and thank you for your service, Elaine. This is Joanne L. from Rhode Island, recovered in Rhode Island. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joanne L. And I will now ask Karen W. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning, Elaine. Thank you. Thank you for your service. This is Karen W. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York, and here are the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 89, paragraph 2, and I will ask Robin P. to please read that for us.
Thanks so much, Elaine. Hi, I'm Robin P., and I'm a very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Life will take on new meaning. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up around you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. Wow, this paragraph is a good one. It really sums it up. I feel like it sums up the promises, a big part of the promises. You know, for me, fear of people and economic insecurity will leave us. And instead, I have so many friends. Oh, my goodness. I used to be so alone. It was me and the food. And I didn't have any friends. And now I have so many friends that we do something social every single day. And to watch people recover, it's so exciting, you know, to see a sponsee just go from that same isolation and that same self-hatred to loving herself and others. It's really miraculous. It's literally watching miracles around me. And also that frequent contact with newcomers is and with others is the bright spot of my life. It's such a blessing. No matter what, you know, when I work these steps and when I live in 10, 11, and 12, which I do, just making a call turns it around for me. And I love that we have all these group me apps now, and, you know, we can just call each other and say, hey, I need to make a 10 step. And then we call each other. It's such a gift from God that we have contact with each other whenever we need it and whenever somebody needs it with me. And it's just turned my life around from a life of hell in isolation to really heaven on earth. I have so much to be grateful for today. And you know, I've been abstinent for 7 years by God's grace, one day at a time. And we live in Costa Rica right now, and we're about to come to the U.S. in a week with two jungle dogs who adopted us, and that's all a miracle of God's grace and mercy. And we're going to be traveling around in a Sprinter van looking to see if we can buy a home there for half the year. And I've traveled so much abstinently. You know, we traveled through Europe for 3 months, 27 cities, 8 countries. And we did that this past fall. All of these miracles, all of these friendships, having a life beyond my wildest dreams. And it all started with the first step and now continues in 10, 11, and 12. And being of service to God and my fellows. And, you know I can't keep what I don't give away. And it was so freely given to me. So I just get to keep practicing these principles in all my affairs and really be a walking big book and, you know, sponsor the way I am sponsored and be of service on this meeting. It's such a blessing, all of it. And I get to live in the sunlight of the Spirit. I used to live in hell in the darkness, and I live in the light today. I'm looking out at the ocean and the mountains, and I'm abstinent and grateful and happily married and have two newly retired jungle dogs who are coming with us. Thank you. And all these miracles, if you said this would be my life, I would say you were mistaken, and you aren't. I'm so grateful. God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day. Thanks so much, Elaine, for your service. I pass.
Thank you very much, Robin. So, look forward to hearing everybody's shares on this. Although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days and you'd like to comment on page 89, paragraph 2, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Bruce E.
Julie E.B.
Liz E.
Julie Liz E.B.
E.
and Liz E. Liz E. U.K. Okay, I've got Bruce E., Julie B., Liz E., UK. Anybody else want to get in this lineup? All right. Then we will go with Bruce E., Julie B., and Liz E. Please share with us, Bruce.
Well, thanks for going with me. I'm Bruce E. I'm recovered. I'm down in Southwest Florida. And, here's what's kind of neat, really. I didn't sleep good last night, and I feel kind of lousy, but yet I don't have to eat over it. Haven't even thought about eating over it. I don't think I've thought about it. If I had, I can. If I do, I know I can release that. I can surrender it. But I don't think I've thought about it. I've just thought about being on the line here, coming on the call, and getting the share. So I'm glad to be in recovery. I know there was years that if I didn't sleep good or whatever, man, I could eat real good that day. I could eat over that really super. So this is really neat. Life will take on new meaning. That's what it's done with me. The life has taken on new meaning. A life lived in recovery, not having to eat over everything. Watch people recover and help others. Yeah, that's what's neat, because I could help when I was in the food, all I could help was myself, and I didn't do a very good job of that. So now I can help other people. And I do. I try to help other people, and I get a lot of people, phone numbers I can call. Watch people recover. That's pretty good. That's really good. Help others. Loneliness will vanish. Yeah, well, I don't have loneliness. Because I'm interacting with people. I'm not, you know, isolating myself. And this is interesting what he says here. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. So he kind of does the same thing twice, but it's different. And I'm glad I didn't miss it. I almost missed it. So simple, I almost missed it, right? So simple, I almost missed it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is a bright spot of our lives. So, yeah, well, we have to get out and start doing step 12 and talk to people, the newcomers and other people. And I'm doing 10 steps. I'll do a couple of those today, and I'll do one on the way I feel. I can do 10 steps all day long if I want. Got a lot of people to call. And I might call three or four and just finally get somebody, and then I might get three or four calls back, or two or three, one or two back maybe later for people I can call back. And so there's a lot of contact. There's a lot of getting out of isolation and getting out of loneliness and being in a fellowship, people that care, you know, and I care about people. I really do. You know, I didn't used to. I only cared about myself, but now I care about people. Really do. And I thank you that I can be on here and share. I hope I encourage somebody. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Bruce E. Julie B. is up next, followed by Liz E.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And the bright spot, a couple of the bright spots of my week were talking to my sponsor, talking to people who grew up in this program, went through recovery about the same time I began, and then being referred to one of my former recovered sponsee for a problem in a different area of my life. And after my mom died, and I've been taking care of her in the morning, there's a big empty spot. I tried to jump into that empty spot, help a family member. Not so effective for me. It raises my character defects of control, compliance, wanting to run the show and write the script. But if I follow these simple instructions and just read with someone and just walk with someone, I just pray that and think. Sorry about the Air Force Academy cadets. I just wish that they could indeed have some relief. I was, you know, over 125 pounds, bedbound, six mental health specialists, and dying at 42. And today, over 10 years later, I have a life. So even as I make mistakes while I'm helping others, and I'm not always ready for everything, I get to keep trying. And I can practice in this community. That's what it's about for me. That's a bright spot. Practice. Not do it all right, but practice. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Julie B. Very sorry for your loss. Okay, next up we have Liz E. from the UK, and then after that we're going to take another lineup of people who'd like to comment on page 89, paragraph 2, begins with, life will take on new meaning, and ends with the bright spot of our lives. Please share with us, Liz E.
Good morning, good afternoon. My name is Liz E. I'm in Bristol in southwest England. And it's a beautiful day here. Thank you, everybody, for doing service and making this a beautiful meeting possible. My name's Liz E. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Life will take on new meaning. Wow. You know, I was only talking to a newcomer this morning, and it's just so beautiful when you talk to a newcomer because you need to tell your story. You need to share your experience, strength, and hope. And it just reminds me how far I've come, how far I've traveled, what I've learned. And, you know, and also having sponsees and watch them recover. You know, I've got a few sponsees who've got a year or two under their belt. And it's just beautiful. And, yeah, definitely an experience not to miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers is so, so important for me. And it also reminds me that I'm only one step away from becoming a newcomer again today, because complacency is not, there's no room for that in my program. And for me, I always see that, you know, metaphorically, I'm equal to any sponsee. We're just holding hands, trudging this road together, sharing experience, strength, and hope, and that there's no hierarchy whatsoever between us. We are all equal in this. And yeah, this is the bright spot of my life. I have learned so much. And for me, this is just a massive self-awareness program and teaching me what I do to mess up other people's lives, my own life, what I can do better today, and how can I be of love and tolerance and service to anyone today. Yeah, this is just beautiful. And thank you for letting me share. Thanks a million. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
Thank you, Liz K. Okay, though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you'd like to comment on page 89, paragraph 2, and you haven't shared in the last couple of days, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Joan Marie Mills. Gary. Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M.
Darian K.
Marjorie MP.
Was it Darian K.?
Yes.
Audrey MP. Anybody else?
Rachel M. in Liverpool, UK.
Rachel M. in the UK. Anyone else? Okay. Well, we will have Joan Marie M., Darian K., Audrey MP., and Rachel M. in the UK. So please share with us, Joan Marie M. Star 1 to unmute.
This is Joan Marie M. from Las Vegas, Nevada, gratefully recovered in that state. This program has saved my life. I have meaning to my life right now. I'm not in loneliness. I've watched several people, one in particular, recover right before my eyes. It was such a transfiguration that I could see it in her face. It was amazing. And she went home afterwards, and her husband even saw it. So it's such a beautiful program. It's such a beautiful way to live life on life's terms, with a power greater than ourselves, that the God of the universe, the Creator, has given me this opportunity to watch this fellowship grow, that I'm no longer alone, or loneliness, or misery, isolation, depression, so forth and so on. It's a new day, every day. I experience such joy and peace, and when I don't have something that's not quite that way, I can reach out. I can do a nightly nightly review so that those emotions don't build up. The people that I sponsor, it is a bright spot in my life. It's such an honor and a privilege to do that, and I've received so much. I receive a purpose for my life. So with that, I will pass. And thank you all for being there for me.
Thank you very much, Joan Marie. excuse me. Darian K. is up next, and you'll be followed by Audrey M. P. Please share with us, Darian.
Oh, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Okay. yes, Darian K. from the Berkshires in Massachusetts, that's the western part of Massachusetts, and oh, lovely day, and why can I appreciate this day? Because of this program, because of the people in my life, as a result of being a compulsive overeater. Amazing that this disease, which could kill us slowly, can put people in our lives we never knew that we would be in touch with, and that we would never be connected with. And it is a bright spot. It's a joy. And I have so many numbers in my phone contacts, you know, and I'll talk to people and somehow we'll connect on various levels. And, you know, when I call the newcomer, and like someone says, you know, you get to tell your story. And the fact that I've been in my 37th year in program, and I still have that joy. It's just amazing to me. You know, I heard someone share the other meeting, I think it was yesterday, that, you know, they don't want to do this. They're not joyful and they hate it. And I just feel the opposite. I'm just like full of joy when I go into a meeting and I see my fellows and I see people that are recovering and that are struggling and they're getting the recovery to they're able to carry on. And that's how this program was intended, right? I mean, you cannot keep it to yourself. It can be selfish in that you just take care of yourself, self-care, but it can't be a selfish program in that you just keep it to yourself and don't tell anybody. Because that would just be so sad if you think about it, right? There are so many people out there that are struggling, and then we get to help them. It's just a joy. And so, you know, I appreciate my sponsees. And my sponsor, and I'm actually off from school now. Yesterday was the last day, so I get to have more time to talk to newcomers and get write down their phone numbers so they're not driving in the car on the way to school. And this is amazing. And I'm just so grateful. I just love calling them and finding out about them and like I said, sharing my story of experience. So and it just keeps me fresh, you know. I think after when we're long timers, we need to keep it fresh and new, and we need that sort of boost, that vaccine, if you will, of you know, good recovery from people that are just coming in and realizing the miracles and the joy. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Hello? We don't hear
Moderator,
you.
Moderator, we can't hear you.
Sorry,
hi.
Something happened.
Hi.
Welcome back.
There you are. Good deal.
I'm so sorry. Okay, we've got Audrey MP up next. And thank you for letting me know. I'm accidentally muted. And so, Audrey MP, please share with us. And you'll be followed
here
by Rachel M. Here we are.
Here we are. Back online. I know. The Audrey MP, I'm calling from Southern California, and it's gray and gloomy over here by the beach. Thank you, Team Friday. Thank you, Elaine. And thank you for all my favorite voices that I hear this morning and what's been shared. Whew! Just the first sentence, life will take on a new meaning. Well, I am light years. Absolute light years from where I was 30 years ago. And it's still for me this, it seems almost grueling right now because taking 30 years of recovery doesn't mean anything when you're still digging deeper into behaviors and the reasons why we think the way we think and the thinking, right? The thinking, the body and the mind and the thinking. And I see it in the newcomers. I see myself in the newcomers, and I find myself really drawn to the people that really remind me of myself. And then I get then frothy emotional appeal, like, I had that and I don't have that now, and this is what you need to do. And you know, some people just really need their process. Some people just really need their process. So it's just really important for me to have an open mind and be available. And, you know, since COVID, I'm not so much trolling the literature table, right? There is no literature table in our meetings. And I remember people hanging out by the literature table looking for the newcomers and putting your number in their book and, you know, call me, or you get their number and you call them and, you know, they have no intention. So I just love what's being shared. I am light years away. I'm going through a dig right now. I feel like an archaeological dig, like back for generations. Like what happened? What happened to my ancestors? What, you know, what happened and what it's like now for me and trying to relate all these feelings that really keep me out of the sunlight of the spirit. And sometimes I think, oh, I can't work with a newcomer. My life's so dark right now. I'm just gonna lead them right over the cliff. You know, that's what kind of sponsor I'll be. So I love what I heard earlier. I think the phone calls and the availability and the group meetings to all my fellows, if you're on, my fellows and sisters, if you're on the group, any of the group me sites, and you manage them, thank you. That has changed my life. That has given my program an entire new meeting. And to my sisters in program time, I hear you. I have had two amazing conversations before this call, you know, before the meeting, and that's how I get to start my day. That's how I, no spouse, no partner. I wake up, I get on the phone, I work my program. And with that, I appreciate all of you and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrienne P. Okay, next up we have Rochelle M. from the UK. And after Michelle, we'll have time for a few more shares on page 89, paragraph 2, Life Will Take on New Meaning, ending with Bright Spot of Our Lives. Please share with us, Rochelle M.
Hi, this is Rachel from Liverpool, UK. And what a encouraging, positive paragraph. I'm currently at step 12, and my sponsor had mentioned that, you know, they were going through step 12 at the moment on vision, so that's why I tuned in today particularly, because I'm doing my 12 step work, and I feel like my life is taking on new meaning. It's good to feel like I have a purpose today and be at a place where I can be useful, you know, and helpful to somebody else. I feel like when I was in relapse, I just took, like, took all the support and help that I could get. And I will always need help and support in this program, that's a given, but it's just good to be in a place today where I can give something back. And I loved and wrote down what someone said earlier about, like, you know, to keep what I have, I have to give it away. And this is a horrible analogy, but I feel like OA and recovery sort of like the mafia in this way, in that, like, if I don't sponsor, I get whacked, like, literally, by my disease. And that has been my experience before, previously, when I haven't sponsored, I get whacked, like, by my disease, big time. And this is something that I can't do alone, you know. I have been feeling some apprehension about sponsoring again, because previously I haven't enjoyed it. I've felt inconvenienced. I'm naturally selfish. I haven't liked giving up my time to other people. But I did a step 10 on this earlier, and I can see how that was what it was like when I was trying to control and run the sponsorship show, you know, by myself, not inviting my higher power in. It's something else that I need higher powers guidance and inspiration with, and, you know, the support of my fellows. And I have to remember, you know, I'm not in charge of any outcome, you know. All I do is share my own experience, strength and hope, and guide someone through the steps. You know, I can't make someone well. That is God's job. I am willing today to sponsor, and I'm grateful to be in this position today. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Rachel, from the UK. Okay, now we have time for some more shares, and though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might share their experience too. I will take, how about three names, and we'll see if we can, three names should be fine.
Nancy L.
Amanda.
L.
Barbara
Amanda.
W.
Nancy L. Barbara W. And I and then I didn't catch any of the other people.
Amanda A.
Amanda A. Okay. We may have time for one more if anybody else wants to add to the list here, just in case.
Dana P.
Dana P. All right. So I have Nancy L., Barbara W., Amanda A., and Dana P. And thank you for everybody else who wanted to share and hope you get a chance next time. So Nancy L., please share with us and you'll be followed by Barbara W. You there, Nancy? Star one to unmute.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this time to share. I'm Nancy L., recovered in Arizona. Life will take on a new meaning. Wow, new is right. I am so amazed at the level of joy I have today in spite of what I thought my life would be like, especially at this age. I thought I'd be surrounded by my adult children, by my five grandchildren, and that is not the case. Their lifestyles and their areas where they live are very far from me, and lifestyle meaning that, you know, they're, one of them's in the service and they move every 3 years, so it's not like we can go move and be near them, not for long, because in 3 years they're moving again. But what happened for me is that I'll be just going around, you know, in my house, and I'll get a phone call perhaps from someone that says, I just don't know what to do with my day because I'm not eating anymore, and I don't know what to do with myself. And I'll jump right on it and ask them, can I tell you my experience? And I can share with them how my day is full today, even though it's not the way I thought it would be, but it is. It's like God has given me so much in this program, the sponsoring, the being sponsored, the meetings, and just being available in my community to help people if they need it and if they want it. So life is wonderful today. It's just not how I expected it to be, and that's okay. And this is Nancy signing out. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Nancy L. Okay. We have Barbara W. up next, followed by Amanda A. Please share with us, Barbara W.
Good morning, my fellows, and thank you all for your service and your shares. Yesterday, I had actually it was a joyful experience. I had called a newcomer, never had talked to her before, and we must have connected because I shared with her my experience of going into a Sunday night meeting in my red sweats weighing 225 pounds. And I said, when I look back on it, I said, I thought I must have been a complete idiot. And she just broke into hysterics. It's like she understood. And we laughed more than once during that conversation. And she mentioned she'd like to talk to me again. And I went, you know, likewise. And the laughter is something I'm just amazed at when you connect with someone for the first time. And if I hadn't called her, who knows, I might not have had any laughter that day. But I gave something to her from my strength, hope, and experience, and how I came out of that red sweat experience and had recovery. And that is strength, hope, and experience. And it was a newcomer. And I have a tendency to call lots of different people. I don't know if I even have a God squad, but I just talk to lots of different people. And I find that when I reach out, yesterday I had two really great phone calls. I made outreach. And it's just, I was singing. My dog and cat must have thought I was nuts, but I found myself singing, making up songs and singing things from Oklahoma and all sorts of good feelings just radiated through me. And I wanted to just share that experience because it still makes me smile. With that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Barbara W. Amanda A., you're up next, followed by Dana P. Star 1 to unmute, please, and Amanda. Thought I heard an Amanda A. on the list there.
Sorry, good morning, everyone. Oh. Amanda A. Thank you so much. I'm Amanda A. from Southern California, gratefully recovered and sponsoring people right now. I am so grateful that I am able to log on to this call this morning and listen to everyone share. It has been such a beautiful program, such a beautiful life since I have found A Vision for You. I came into the program very recently. It was last year, and I was hopeless. I was in the food. I had been sober off of alcohol for years, and I couldn't stop eating. And I found A Vision for You. I started working with a sponsor. I got on a food plan. I worked the steps quickly, and I started sponsoring immediately. And the joy that I get with walking these other people through the steps is so beautiful. It is such a gift. And, you know, I can be having a crazy day. I could be caught up in myself, and I could be like, I don't want to talk to this person. I don't want to help with this meeting. And as soon as I log on and I am able to connect with my higher power and talk to these people and tell them my story and listen to their story. And it is, like I said, just such a gift from God, and I'm so grateful for it. And today I am not in the food, and today I have this serenity surrounding everything, and I'm just so grateful for this meeting and everyone who does service and everyone who shares on the call. So with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Amanda A. Okay, we have Dana P., and we'll have time for another share afterwards on page 89, paragraph 2. So please share with us, Dana P.
Good morning, Elaine. Thank you so much. Dana P. here. I'm in California. And thank you, Robin, for your lead, and always wonderful to hear my fellows there on the line. I just wanted to share a little something from one of my teachers, and it goes kind of like this. All the world is my friend when I learned how to share my love. And it's a cute little kid song. And, you know, it really speaks to this meaning. You know, life will take on new meaning. And when I was in disease thinking, if you will, diseased thinking, I was all about survival. And when you're in survival mode, everything is a threat. And so I looked at everyone outside of myself as a threat. And, you know, as I grow in this program and become more grown up, if you will, and are mature in this program, I realize that, you know, the reactionary way of life is disease thinking. And what am I trying to protect? You know, what is that threat outside of myself? And it's protecting the ego, you know, this vulnerable ego. And what is that? It's all of my character liabilities that help me to survive. And in recovery, you know, the new meaning, if you will, I've had an amazing experience on this last couple of weeks with the cohort that I can't even count the number of 10 steps I've done around our relationship. And all of a sudden, and I'm, of course, I did all the work and I give it to God over and over and over again, is that I see her with love and I see her as a human being. It's freaking amazing because I don't know how it happened. You know, God changed my heart. And so what is the new meaning? It's what our book talks about. Love and tolerance is our code. Love and tolerance is our code.
and not just love and tolerance of others, but of myself. It's just a beautiful thing in this fellowship that grows up around me. When I look out into the world and see literally all the world of my friend, I have a whole new perspective. And that's only through working these steps and staying present. And I'm no longer in isolation in my mind. All I have to do is reach out and look to see where I can be of service to God and his kids. And that is the meaning and purpose of my life. You know, where can I be of service to you, God, and your kids? I'm going to pass with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dana P. We do have time for one more share. If you haven't shared in the last couple of days, please press star 1 to unmute. We'd love to hear from you. I heard somebody, but I didn't catch the name.
Kathy Jo P.
Go for it, Kathy Jo.
How much time did you say I have?
You have 2 minutes, okay?
All right. Kathy Jo P., compulsive eater in Minneapolis. And I'm just thinking back when we talked about the bright spot.
Hey, Kathy,
when I came back,
kind of a rattled connection. If you're on a speaker, maybe you could go directly to the phone.
It's not my
much
speaker.
Better.
It's my hearing aids. But anyway, when I came back to the rooms after a 22-year relapse at 303 pounds, I found out at that very time that my husband was acting out in his sex addiction, and he was, so he was in relapse also. And when I found that out, I immediately went to a fellow that was helping me and said, I can't do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm moving to Omaha, and I'm going to divorce my husband and live with my mom. And she said, as you respond to this crisis, do you want to be broken or whole? And I am so grateful that I did this work and I continue to do this work and continue to look at the blocks that keep me from the connection to God. And I'm also remembering she told me, sometime your story will help someone. And I wanted to smack her because I felt like my skin was being peeled off my body. Today, I'm getting divorced because my husband continues to act out. But thank God for another fellowship that's helped me with that and for this program where God and all of you help me so that I can have a direct contact to my higher power and get out of myself. And yes, indeed, my story is helping others in so many ways, and that helps me. And I'm going to pass with that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Kathy Jo P. Thank you, everybody who has shared today. Really appreciate it. So we'll now close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Carly H. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only through Keep You Until Then.
Hi, this is Carly H. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come, if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.